Chapter 32.
The cave, said Vestora, peering at the tracking device. Sweat beaded her face, and tendrils of dark hair clung clammily to her cheeks and neck. They were all baking in the blue sunlight. Under other circumstances, Luke suspected that the Sith would waste the Force by creating cool breezes and lowering their body temperature. But not now, not here. There was no place for trivialities here. There were 20 of them who had fought their way through the voracious plant life lurking on the shores and in the Red River itself. 20 of them left, anyway. The yellow water plants and the funnel-shaped trees claimed 2 Sith before they were finally beaten back. Blasted with Force energy, sliced by lightsabers of 3 different hues, and cut by glass parangs, the damaged foliage hung back almost sullenly as the group stood at the base of the cliff.
It seems too obvious, Talon said.
He frowned as he regarded the small, dark shape about a kilometer up the shoulder of the volcanic mountain.
Even if Abeloth is unaware that we placed a tracking device on Dion, which I doubt, she knows that this is the place Vestara first encountered her. Why would she wait here to be attacked?
It could be more of a stronghold than Vestara realized, Luke said. His voice was doubtful. This could be her ultimate seat of power somehow. To Luke, this whole place reeked of dark side. It was strong where the cave was, to be sure, but there were other places on this world where dark side energy gathered just as strongly, even more so. Or there could be a nice little trap waiting for us, which seems more likely.
A trap is only a trap if it takes one by surprise, Gavar Kai said. Otherwise, it is merely an obstacle to be overcome.
On that, at least, we are agreed. Let's find out which. They moved quickly, despite the heat, up the trail to the entrance to the cave, weapons in hand, senses alert. It was no trap. It was no attack. Abeloth was not here, but her cat's paw was. Dion lay on the floor of the cave, his face and arms pale and visible even in the dim lighting. A quick check, both with conventional tools and in the Force, revealed that he was alone, and Ben raced up to him.
He's still alive, Ben said, but only just.
Dion opened his eyes. Luke expected him to struggle, but instead he reached out and clasped Ben's shoulder.
Ben, so sorry.
Ben and Luke exchanged glances.
You know me? You don't think I'm an imposter?
She's not what she seems, Dion gasped. She tricked me. You still seem wrong to me, but I know that's her influence. She tried to kill me. She sensed you coming and left me for dead.
Let her fear us, Talon said. Hundreds of Sith, powerful in the Force, come to take her down. She should know fear.
I believe that she left, but not because she was afraid, Luke said. He and Ben helped Dion to his feet. Color was starting to return to his face.
You all right?
I am now.
Good timing, he said, and gave Luke a weak grin.
She tried to drain my life energy somehow.
Looks like once the contact is broken, you're all right,
Ben said.
Good thing to know if she tries that kind of attack on us.
He smiled at Dion, who seemed to grow stronger by the minute.
Where did she go?
Luke asked. Dion pointed to the back of the cave. In the red glow of several lit lightsabers, everyone could easily see the mouth of a tunnel that opened onto utter blackness.
There,
Dion said.
Do you know where this tunnel leads?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Luke turned to the others.
I think she went through here to better her attack position, and it was a smart move. There could be all kinds of traps or dangers in that tunnel.
She'll certainly be waiting to pounce the second we emerge on the other end.
I cannot sense her in the Force,
Talon said, and the admission clearly pained him.
Now that Dion is no longer with her, I think that this is unfortunately our only option.
Unease rippled through those assembled. Vistara took a step closer to her father, who reached out to squeeze her shoulder briefly. It was, Luke mused, likely certain death. Abeloth held every advantage now. But if they were slain or taken, there were at least several hundred other Sith who had come. It was not an even fight, but it was a fairer one than he had had any right to expect.
I think so too, Luke said. Ben and I can go first, and if it's safe, we can let the rest of you know.
Talon flushed, his lavender cheeks turning dark purple.
Are you calling us cowards, Master Skywalker?
No, Luke said. You're the one who used that term.
I am not afraid, nor is anyone else here,
Talon growled.
Then you're an idiot, Luke said. You should be afraid. Lack of fear makes one careless, and being careless here will get you killed.
He gave Dion a comlink.
You stay here.
I'd like to come with you, Dion said.
You've already helped a great deal, Luke said. But I need someone here I can trust if this backfires, and she comes back this way. Talon, pick some of your people to stay here and give Dion some backup support.
Talon's eyes narrowed. Luke knew he was pushing the Kashyyri by continuing to angle for control of the situation. But he also knew that showing anything that could be perceived as weakness to this Sith would be fatal.
Luke was significant in some way to Abeloth. Although that thought disgusted him, Talon knew it.
He might dislike Luke, might take joy in attacking him, but he would not until his own purposes had been achieved.
It is wise to cover all avenues of her possible escape, Talon said, instead of what he no doubt wished to say, and nodded to two others. Let us know if you see anything out of the ordinary here, he told them, and turned back to Luke.
He offered a completely false smile.
Let us go to Abeloth then, Master Skywalker. And since this is again your plan...
He left the sentence unfinished, instead extending a hand mockingly toward the yawning black mouth of the tunnel.